And now we're pleased to present a new series, Joyce Jordan, Girl in Third, a stirring modern story of a beautiful girl on her own in a man's world. A story that takes you behind grim hospital walls. A story of tragedy, humor, and romance. Joyce Jordan, Girl in Third, is brought to you at this same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's, the tooth-powder movie stars use to make their teeth sparkle. You, too, can have teeth that shine like the stars by using Kellogg's at least twice every day, and more often if your teeth seem to stain or dull easily. For Kellogg's is a fine, soft powder, and when it comes to cleaning teeth, surely you've noticed your dentist chooses powder. So plan to try Kellogg's today. Later in the program, we have a message for you from Mary Asher, one of the screen's most glamorous stars. Listen for it. Following her graduation from medical school, Joyce Jordan has, after some difficulty, obtained an appointment to the intern staff of the Heights Hospital. It was Dr. Ronald Case, a surgeon attached to the medical staff, who was able to overcome the prejudice against the girl intern and secure an appointment for her. Joyce knows that the interest of the handsome and twice-divorced Dr. Case in her career is more a personal than a professional one. But in her anxiety to obtain hospital experience, is compelled to accept his assistance. The head intern at the Heights Hospital is Dr. Henry Powell, who has known Joyce since her college days, and who still hopes to persuade her to give up the stethoscope for the housewife's killer. As our story opens, we meet Dr. Ronald Case emerging from the hospital room where Dr. Henry Powell has been assisting and Joyce Jordan looking on.
Well, Dr. Powell.
Yes, sir?
I want to be called every hour about the condition of the patient.
I'll see that it's done, Doctor.
And I wish you to accompany the patient from the operating room to the bedside.
Very well, sir. I'll see you later, Joyce.
All right, Henry.
Joyce, did I hear our house physician assume a privilege which even I haven't allowed myself, Dr. Jordan?
Henry and I went through pre-med and medical school together.
And am I to be punished because I graduated a few years earlier? I'll answer that myself. From now on, you're Joyce to me, too.
I'm really very grateful to you, Dr. Case, for all you've done. And I was just about giving up hope. Not many hospitals are willing to take girl interns, and when they do, they won't accept more than one or two.
Well, some of the graybeards around here didn't like it, but they'll get used to it. By the way, when are you going to have dinner with me?
Well, I don't get a night off until next Wednesday.
Oh, I can take care of that.
I wish you wouldn't.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I'm only here 3 days. Besides, I don't want any special privileges.
Oh, but an attractive girl like you is entitled to special privileges.
Dr. Case, I'm serious.
So am I.
The first day I was here, I heard some of the other interns talking. They felt that my coming here instead of a man was going to make it harder for them. The hospital is understaffed, and they were afraid I wouldn't hold up my end of the work. Well, that's not going to happen.
Who said that? I want you to tell me their names.
Please. I won't do that, Doctor.
You're a strange girl. Oh, pardon me a moment. Here comes Dr. Simons. I've got to speak to him. Oh, Dr. Simons.
How do you do, Dr. Case?
By the way, Dr. Simons, have you met Dr. Jordan yet?
That was supposed to take place this afternoon. Your secretary told me that you'd be seen.
So this is our first girl in time. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves for keeping women off the staff as long as we have. Very glad to meet you, Dr. Jordan. To welcome you. Even though this is not a very formal welcome.
You don't know how happy I am to be here.
Dr. Simons, you're coming to the pathological conference tomorrow night.
Of course.
Good. Well, I'll have to run upstairs now and have a look at the patient. I'll see you later, Joyce. See you tomorrow, Dr. Simons.
I meant to send for you yesterday. I always like to have a talk with the new interns, but I've been so busy and we have a sick house.
I understand, Doctor.
I've always felt that there was a place for women in this profession. That women have something very definite to contribute.
Yeah, I wish more of our colleagues felt the same way about it.
They will, in time. When Florence Nightingale became a nurse, they said the same thing. That nursing was no task for a lady. That cancer folk didn't belong in hospitals. As if hospitals weren't the bare places where tenderness was needed most.
Good morning, Dr. Simon.
Good morning, Dr. Parr. Of course you know Dr. Jordan.
Oh, I knew Dr. Jordan before she ever thought of interning at Heist Hospital.
That's true. Then it would be pleasant to see Dr. Jordan having an old friend to, as they say, show you the ropes.
Dr. Powell is very helpful.
Are you going to look in on the patient in room 418, Dr. Simon?
Yeah, that's why I came up. I see.
Well, he's still delirious.
Sure. I'm afraid poor old Mr. Rogers. He won't be with us much longer. He hasn't had any visitors at all, has he?
No one, Doctor. I told the nurses you wanted to be notified if anyone came to see him.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. It's not a nice way to die without anyone to know and reason. But listen to me. I talk as if there were a nice way to die.
He keeps calling for someone by the name of Alberta.
Yeah, I know. Poor fellow. I'd better have a look at him. I'll see you later in my office, Dr. Jordan, yeah?
Yes, Doctor. Well, that's the famous Dr. Hans Simon.
Yes, he's one of the most brilliant medical men in the country.
There's something so sweet and gentle about him.
Almost as sweet as Dr. Ronald Chase, would you say?
Well, Dr. Ronald Chase, for your information, is sweet enough to realize that your interns aren't quite the menace to patients. Some other people think it is, they are.
Medical progress owes him a tremendous debt.
There's no need to be sarcastic about it. Now, listen, Henry. It's getting to be rather silly. You're the house physician. I'm supposed to get my assignments from you. All I've been doing so far is case histories. Any clerk can do them as well.
Joyce, why did you do it?
See what?
Accept this appointment at Heights Hospital.
Now, Henry, I'm getting a little bit tired of this. I went to medical school because I wanted to be a doctor. And I still want to. You know, for an otherwise intelligent person, Henry, your attitude amazes me.
Joyce, I'll be getting out of here in 3 months. They've promised me an appointment on the visiting staff. Why don't you marry me and give this all up?
No, Henry. I'm not ready to marry anyone. Yes. You know, as I get used to the idea. At the moment, all that interests me is becoming the best doctor that I can possibly be. If you don't mind, I'd like to keep our personal problems out of it.
Joyce, you're not cut out for a medical career.
Oh, if I thought that were true, I'd be the unhappiest girl in the world.
You used to like me.
I still do, when you're being sensible.
You once said you'd marry me.
I don't want to talk about that now, Henry. There's only one thing on my mind.
And that is to be another Madame Curie.
Whatever it is I want to be, I can see you're not going to be much help.
Now, that shouldn't worry you. You've got more influential friends than me around here.
Oh, why are you so bitter about Dr. Case? He's a fine surgeon. He's been very kind to me.
Yes, do you know why?
I don't care why.
Dr. Jordan.
Dr. Yes. Jordan, I'd like to speak to you for a moment.
Yes, Dr. Simon.
This patient in here, Mr. Rogers, is dying. There isn't a thing we can do for him. The poor man, he seems so unhappy about something.
Still talking about this Alberta, I suppose.
Yeah. He keeps calling for her. There's something on his mind. Some terrible that's troubling him. A man shouldn't die in such mental anguish.
What do you want me to do, Doctor?
Would you go into him, please? When he calls for Alberta, answer him. There's only a few more minutes to live, and maybe he'll think that...
I understand, Doctor.
Come in, please.
Oh, Alberta, I could have explained it all, but you didn't give me a chance.
You can go away for a while now. This is the way he's been ever since he was admitted. That was 4 days ago, wasn't it, Dr. Parr?
Yes, Doctor.
It's been so lonely without you, Alberta. It must have been that way for you too, darling. But I never meant to hurt you. Hurting you was the last thing in the world I wanted to do. You should have let me explain. I've looked for you everywhere. Alberta, where are you?
I'm right here.
I hear your voice. I've heard it before. I've heard it at night when I was alone in my room. I've heard it in the lonely hours of the day. All those faces, all those people. And not one of them is Alberta.
Alberta is here.
Alberta?
Yes. Yes, it's Alberta.
Oh, you've come at last. Oh, Oh, my darling. I've got so tired searching for you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry for me now. Take my hand, my sweet darling. I've forgotten what it was like to hold your hand. Don't ever take it away. Ever, please.
I won't.
Alberta. Alberta. You've done it again.
No.
Oh, that's the way it's been for years. And always I was sure you were there.
I am here.
Oh, darling. I want to beg your forgiveness. I want you to tell me. Oh, please forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive.
You were always so kind. So very kind. And so understanding. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I knew you were expecting us.
Oh, he seems so unhappy.
I don't think he died that way. It occurred to me a few minutes ago that perhaps we might... That's amazing. It worked. He actually thought that Bert had come back. Oh, unhappy soul.
Sorry.
Oh, it was so terrible.
You made it much easier for him. Perhaps we'd better go outside.
Yes, you'd better come, Joyce.
I'll see you this afternoon, Dr. Jordan. You mustn't let things like this affect you, child. Although, who am I to give such advice?
Come on, Joyce. Snap out of it.
I'll be all right, Henry.
And you still want to be a doctor? You still think you can be when patients are going to affect you like this?
Oh, a doctor's supposed to leave their hearts outside the hospital. They're supposed to protect a human being.
They're not supposed to break down every time a patient dies. Joyce, don't you see? This may be all right for some women, but not for someone like you.
I don't see any such thing, Henry Powell. You're a fool. A blind and stubborn fool. Now listen to me. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a doctor. To be one of those fortunate enough to have some power to ease pain and quiet troubled hearts. I spent years preparing for it. And now because you think you love me, you want me to give it all up. You even think you can coax me away from it as you do a child. Well, if that's love, to give up the dreams of a lifetime, I want to have nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with what, Joyce?
Oh. Well, Dr. Chase. Dr. Chase, are you still interested in taking me to dinner?
I should say I am.
Could it be tonight?
Tonight it is. Dr. Powell, please see that Dr. Jordan's duties for tonight are taken over by one of the other interns.
That won't be necessary. Dr. Powell, in his infinite wisdom, hasn't seen fit to assign any duty yet to Joyce Jordan intern.
What part in the life of Joyce Jordan, girl intern, will be played by Dr. Henry Powell and his older rival, Dr. Ronald Gates? What will life be like for Joyce Jordan in Hyde Hospital? Don't miss the modern true life story of Joyce Jordan, girl intern.